Right, this one I call the steroid freak. And now for the disclaimer. Snowflakes, buttercups, switch off now. Right, let's get on with it, steroid freak. It was around the Birmingham area, it was local. Normal sunny day, went in the afternoon, pulled up at this bloke's house. His car's on the drive, nice position. All right, let's get the spec lift straight in. So, spec lift straight in. I was with an agent called Richard, but I'll talk about him another time. Pulled the spec lift in, and all I had to do was go under the front of the car, pull the pins out, scoop it up. It was in really nice position. So, car was there, pulled in front of it, didn't get the spec lift down yet, always knock the door, you know, tell the customer you're there. So I went and knocked the door. Bloke, big steroid freak. Started really going into a roid rage straight away. Oh, rah, 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 fuck you, fucking. And I was like, whoa, he's a big bloke. Rich was with me, he was a big bloke. So he went back inside the house and slammed the door. So I said to Rich, right, what we're going to do is I'm going to pull the spec lift forward. I'm going to drop the spec lift, go under, put it underneath the tyres and lift the front end up and get it strapped up straight away before we even smash the windows. We're going to lift the front end off the floor. So I pull the truck forward, get the spec lift down, slide it under his car. The pins have been pulled out and I'm putting the pins back in underneath. And I said to Rich, guard me, watch me. So I'm under the car. Next thing, I'm covered in glass, absolutely covered. And Richard let this bloke come out the house and smashed the rear light with a baseball bat. And it's gone all over. It's gone all over me. So I'm like getting out under the car. I'm like, fucking hell. I thought I was next. But the bloke ignored me and ignored Rich. Now, Rich didn't get the bat off him. And then he starts making his way around the car. So he's now, I'm at the back end getting out, covered in rear light glass. He's making his way down the side of a car, across the front of a car, down the other side. So I'm following him, thinking I'm going to have to pick my moment here. And like I said, very rarely I punch someone or choke someone. So I waited for my moment. He swung the bat back, got him in a chokehold. Boom! And I'm holding on for dear life. And he's like lifted me off the floor. And I'm on his thing, and I'm choking that much. And then I feel him starting going limp. But he was a big bloke, and I probably applied a bit too much pressure than I needed to. And I'm really, really pulling out his neck, putting him in a choke. Oh, and he's starting to go limp. He drops the bat, and I'm thinking, yeah, he's going. Drop him on the floor. He's on the floor. Look at him, and his eyes are streaming with blood. I'm like, what? Fucking hell, have I killed him? And his eyes are just literally bleeding. His eyes are not just in the corner. His eyes are just, I'm like, what's going on? Is he had a roid rage? Has he burst blood vessels? It was the most weirdest thing ever. So I've checked his breathing. He's still breathing. I'm like, what do we do? I thought, first things first, let's hook the car up. Because if he wakes up again, we might not be as lucky. So we hooked the car up, put the straps round. I think he's already put one of the windows through, so we've just literally took the steering lock off, and I think we might put the dollies on the front, but we're ready to go. And this bloke's still out cold. His dad comes out, and his dad's ranting and raving, and we're like, fucking hell, what do we do? And this bloke starts coming too. But his eyes are bleeding, proper bleeding. And he's getting up off the floor, and then we're like, do we go? Served the paperwork. All his stuff was still in the car, but I thought, I'm not going to hang around. He's just come out with a baseball bat. So we just drive off. And he starts chasing after the spec lift and the thing. And I'm like, fuck, what do I do? So I'm thinking, right, how am I going to save my contract? Because if this bloke sends a photograph in of himself, I'm fucked. And if he calls the police, I'm absolutely fucked. And we were right next to a police station. So I've gone, all right then, pulled up outside the police station. And I literally didn't hand myself in, but I just said, look, I've just gone to do a repossession. The bloke's come out. I've defended myself. I says, but he's in a bit of a bad way. So I'm coming to give you my version first, because he's going to be on the phone. And they said, we haven't had a 999 call, Mr. James. And I'm there going, okay. I just wanted to give you my version. I wasn't going to a police station to grass him up with a baseball. I'm not bothered about that. I seriously thought he was proper fucked. Or if he goes to A&E and has a heart attack, or he's had a brain hemorrhage, or whatever. I do not know. So I'm in there for about a good hour. And they says, well, thanks for coming in and reporting it. And like, I sort of like half-handed myself in. They says, we just keep it on file. The bloke hasn't rung in. But until the bloke rings in, we can't do anything. So I've gone, okay, I've covered my bases. If the finance company turn around and say that, the bloke wants to press charges, or the bloke said, I did this, I did that, at least I can say I went to a police station and this was the outcome. So I'm leaving the police station. I get a phone call from the finance company. I'm like, oh, here we go. And I'm thinking I've lost the contract. And they says, oh, have you just been to a customer's house? And I've gone, yeah. And they go, and I went to tell them the story. And they went, oh, he just wants his stuff out of the car. And I've gone, is that all he said? And he went, yeah, he just wants his stuff out of the car. Apparently, he's got a bag in the boot. He wants the bag. I'm thinking, fucking hell. So I'm on the phone. I'm like, yeah, hang on a minute. Let me just check the boot. Open up the boot. There's bags of bags on bags of steroids. Fucking loads of them, massive vials. Must have like 2, 3, 4 grand's worth of steroids in the boot. I'm thinking, all right, the bloke hasn't done anything to me. I don't want his gear. He could be a fucking well-known gangster or anything. I don't know. So I said to the finance company, yeah, fine. What else has he said? He just wants his stuff. I'm thinking, well, he hasn't grasped me up to the police. He just wants his stuff back. I went, all right, I'm man enough to go back. I'm man enough to face him. So I said, yeah, tell him I'm going back now. So it was hooked up in the back, drove back down the street. I pulled up and he's there outside his house. No baseball bat. He's there. And I fucking shit you not, he's got sunglasses on. And he's got dried blood on his cheeks. And we're like, I just pull up. And he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say a word. And I've opened up the boot. And he just pulls out, like, it's about 3 holdalls. Proper, like, head bag holdalls. And just takes them out. And didn't want anything else out of the car. He just slammed the boot and walked off. And that's it. No, he didn't say a word to us. And I didn't say a word to him. And no, I had no repercussions, nothing. All I can say is, he's a stand-up geezer. He didn't grasp me up. And he didn't even complain. He come out, done the baseball bat, tit for tat. And I had a lot of respect for him. A lot of respect. We'll be right back.